Did you hear? The historic Half Moon Bay General Store is on the move. Peter Pearson, one of the proprietors, confirmed, "This is the last week that we'll be in the old building. We'll move into the new building and then the old store will come down pretty quickly. Structurally, it isn't sound and, in order for it to last for future generations, a full overhaul was needed. So, for anyone who wants to tread those old floorboards one more time, this is the week to do so. It'll close Monday, June 5th, and reopen in the new building later in the week." Peter says, "Our much-loved old store building will then be newly rebuilt into a combined general store and cafe with an oceanfront deck. The owners commissioned a statement of significance to assess the store's historic, communal and aesthetic value, how and why it is important." The document states, "Established in 1937, the store is valued as a commercial, communications, social, cultural, and political hub since its inception. Half Moon Bay has very few public amenities, and beyond its crucial role as a retail and business center, the general store has been cherished as a social gathering place. Most often sponsored or enabled by the store owners over the decades, community parties, meetings and events were regularly held at the store, as were music lessons and beauty and health services." The document is a fascinating historical account of the store and is available on the Half Moon Bay Community Association's website. https://halfmoon-bay.ca/halfmoon-bay-general-store. Peter's wife Kristen and her father Blake took over the store in 2018, and soon began plans to renovate the buildings that were badly in need of some TLC. Four generations of Kristen's family have spent their summers on Thormanby Island, which included regular supply trips across to the store. When the opportunity to take over the store came along, Kristen jumped at it. Almost 5 years and two children later, Half Moon Bay is very much home for the family. "How lucky are we that Kristen and Peter stepped up to ensure that Half Moon Bay residents and visitors can continue to enjoy this community hub on the site of the original 1937 store?" More good news? The Hardy women, known as the Half Moon Bay Hikers, clocked in 300-plus KMS and raised nearly $7,000 for the Sunshine Coast Hospice Society during this year's Hike for Hospice Month. Until June 10th, donations can be made at https://www.coasthospice.com/. On May 28th, the HBCA held their Pterodactyl Trail Races and Sports Day event. Connor Park was alive with racers, disc golfers, frisbee throwers, many tried their hand, bodies at hula hooping, and music echoed throughout the park, adding a festive vibe to the event. Next up, the 55th Half Moon Bay Fair, July 15th to 16. Details coming soon at www.halfmoon-bay.ca. If you have a topic, a community event, or a story you would like to see featured, contact me at mcmahonlinda8138@gmail.com.